From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Syrian peace talks, the UN reports they begin Friday. The UN envoy on Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says he'd hoped to convene peace talks between Syrian government and opposition members in Geneva today, but for a variety of reasons, talks could not begin. But invitations for the talks, according to Mr. de Mistura, will be going out tomorrow.
And the date which we'll be aiming at having the beginning of the intra-Syrian talks, 29th of January.
Now, that would be Friday. Speaking during a visit to Laos, Secretary of State John Kerry said it's better to wait a few days and properly set up the process rather than have it fall apart on the first day. Multiple suicide bombers attacked a town in northern Cameroon on Monday, killing at least 25 people and wounding others. Local officials say up to four bombers blew themselves up in the town of Bodo on the Nigerian-Cameroon border. The UN is investigating various camps in Borno State to examine the treacherous impact of Boko Haram. Chris Stein reports from Lagos.
Boko Haram's nearly seven-year quest to impose strict Islamic law across Nigeria's northeast has killed more than 20,000 people and displaced more than 2 million others. The UN special investigators visited three camps in war-torn Borno State. They commended Nigeria's government for setting up institutions and laws to handle the reintegration of women and children displaced by the conflict. But special investigator on the sale of children, child pornography, and child prostitution, Maud Debour Bukichu, says Nigeria must do more to help people subjected to violence get back on their feet.
We felt that there were insufficient measures taken to really empower the women and girls to prepare them for a future full integration into society.
Chris Stein for VOA News, Lagos.
This is VOA News. Turkey's European Union accession process and the deepening migrant crisis were among the key issues discussed during a visit Monday by three high-ranking European officials to Ankara. As Dorian Jones reports from Ankara, Turkey's key role in stemming migration to Europe has resulted in a revitalization of its much-delayed bid to join the EU. But international human rights groups are warning of a recent marked deterioration in human rights in Turkey to go along with concerns over an ongoing military crackdown on Kurdish rebels.
Political columnist Semih Adiz of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper says few believe in Ankara's EU bid.
We have to realize that Turkey and the EU are cooperating on many, many different levels. So the idea that Turkey's EU membership is no longer valid will have a detrimental effect in other areas. So I think the pretense is being maintained for pragmatic reasons. But I don't think anybody believes it. I think people are going through the motions of this.
Analysts warn, even though Turkey remains key in stemming migration, if the current human rights situation continues to deteriorate, Ankara's membership bid will prove increasingly difficult. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Ankara.
In December, in exchange for Ankara stepping up its efforts to stem migration, Brussels promised $3.25 billion to help it cope with the $2 million migrants it is hosting. Brazilian officials have announced measures to prevent the spread of the Zika virus during the Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games later on this year. Brazil is suffering from an outbreak of the virus, which might be behind a spike in cases of infants being born with unusually small heads. A meeting of the World Health Organization going on in Geneva sheds more light on the virus but urges caution. This is Director General Margaret Chan.
Although a causal link between Zika infection in pregnancy and microcephaly has not, and I must emphasize, has not been established, the circumstantial evidence is suggestive and extremely worrisome.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control is warning pregnant women to avoid travel to countries and territories in the Caribbean and Latin America affected by the virus. This is Dr. Beth Bell. She's with the CDC.
Our concern, our growing concern now over the last short period of time, is that a pregnant woman with Zika virus infection, that infection can be passed to the fetus.
The CDC says there are no vaccines to prevent the spread of Zika and no drugs to treat those affected. Today marks the fifth anniversary of Egyptians launching protests against longtime leader Hosni Mubarak in a revolt that helped spark a wave of uprisings across the Middle East. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.